is for babies. When you grow up, you have to drink beer.
You're listening to the best of Grime and Treason Radio.
We flipped our finger to the King of England. Stole our country from the Indians. With God on our side and guns in our hand, took it for our own. Built a nation dedicated to liberty, justice and equality. Doesn't look that way to you, it doesn't look that way to me. Sickest joke I know. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up your drink and go home. I come from the land of Ben Franklin, Twain and Poe, where all women, Otis, Redding, Ellington, the country that I love. But it's a land of the slaves and the Ku Klux Klan, Haymarket Riot and the Great Depression, Joe McCarthy, Vietnam, sickest joke I know. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am, just another stupid American. You don't want to listen, you don't want to understand, so finish up your drink and go home. I'm proud and ashamed, every 4th of July. You've got to know the truth before you say that you got pride. Now the cops got tanks, but the kids got guns. Shrinks pushing pills on everyone. Cancer from the ocean, cancer from the sun. Straight to hell we go. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up a drink and go home. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up a drink and go home. Finish up a drink and go home.
Slow it down some, no split, clown bum. Your gold hit sound dumb, hold it now, crown them. Where you found them at, got them round town. Could've drowned in it, would've floated, bloated, voted, sugar-coated, loaded, hip shooter. Draw for the poor, free, coffee at the banks. Hit through the scraw, none more for me, thanks. That blank's the roar, that dank sure stank lit. Sank past the pit for more hardcore prank spit. Crank it on blast, roll past Front Street. Blew the whole spot like some old ass with skunk meat. These kids is too fast. Juiced off a junk tree. Who could get looser off a crunk or a funk beat?
Something started today. Where did it go? Why you want it to be where you know November has come? It's gone away.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at you, episode 9, the Trail of Tears edition.
Mad love out to our Native American brethren.
Coming to you. DJ Matador, DJ Gower, we're in Chico, the laundry room slash bar.
Another secret underground location that could be found easily on Google Maps.
Yeah, so anyway, the topic of the show today, the Native Americans got fucked.
It's true, it's funny, like, actually on the drive up here to Chico, people were talking to me about how they thought how great it would be, you know, like, if they could just go back and live off the land. And it was like, you know, if the Native Americans had won, that's what we would be doing. But then you'd be bitching because you don't have a fucking phone to update your Facebook from. You
know, slave to technology.
Be like, running wind just caught bull.
Definitely.
And it's like, Dancing Sun likes this.
What you just heard, Descendants, American.
American. That's
classic.
Good American pride right there. God bless America. God bless our veterans. Much love. Veterans Day just happened here the other day. Also a great milestone of November. Sometimes overlooked by Thanksgiving, but we thank you nonetheless.
Turkey Day is coming up. Detroit Lions, Dallas Cowboys. That's a shitty matchup, but it happens every year.
Yeah. You know what's great about, a lot of people forget, you know, God bless our veterans and all, but Sitting Bull, come on.
He was the man, definitely.
He was the man, right?
Yeah.
Did he not whoop the shit out of the United States Army?
I don't think he did.
I think they
judging from the Trail of Tears and the diminished Native American population.
Yeah, I
guess. But this is a tribute to them. This show,
General Custer, God bless you. You're an American.
Amen. Ate at the Sierra Nevada Brewery earlier. That was pretty good.
Yep. One of our unofficial sponsors here at Rhyme and Treason Radio. Coming up next, we got some Dimebag Darrell and David Allen Coe.
Rebel meets Rebel, Cherokee Pride, classic indeed.
And Trail of Tears edition, we're going to be bringing you tracks all about how Native Americans got fucked, about Indian casinos, about racist sports mascots, and about how Native Americans were the first drug users.
Peyote, extreme tripping.
Exactly. So
crazy shit, really.
God bless America. Here's a Native American special edition of Rhyme and Treason.
Live from a teepee.
Trail of Tears again. Digging up on sacred ground, won't you leave the dead alone? Let the eagle fly, the buffalo roam, and give us back my home. Cherokee. Geronimo's Cadillac. That's how you got us on the reservation. Don't talk to me about segregation. Digging up our sacred ground, won't you leave the dead alone? Let the eagle fly, the buffalo roam, and give us back our home. Cherokee.
Episode 19, My Generation Sucks. Pennywise before that.
That's right. Victim of reality. Too much fucking reality TV going on in the world these days. Everything's a reality TV show. There's a reality TV show about reality TV shows these days.
Journey to the center of your effing skull. A little Ethan action on Gower's lap, so I won't drop the F word.
DJ EJ in the house.
For that, Jimmy the Saint Selection, Priestess. We're here rocking it in the Sacramento studio. DJ Gower, DJ Matador, Rhyme and Treason Radio. What we got coming up next is a little Murph.
Yeah, another...
He's traveled around the globe numerous times. He was a co-host on the show. We're going to have him up next.
He'll tell us about his misadventures, about...
Random phone interview. That's hilarious.
Yeah, just abusing our new technology.
New technology is awesome.
Being able to kind of use the phone.
Yeah, so here's Murph, and then his selection, whatever it may be.
That crazy Irish bastard,
which
I'm sure.
We probably don't even have it, so we might just play something I want to play.
Yeah, exactly. But either way, we're going to shred your fucking face.
Anyway, we're drinking, we're partying, Rhyme and Treason Radio.
The one and only.
Thanks for listening. Episode 19, My Generation Sucks. Going strong right now. Here we are.
Rhyme.
Murphy and Treason.
DJ Sheamus.
Murph.
How you doing?
Good.
What's going on? You're on the Rhyme and Treason podcast right now.
Hello?
Hello, you're on Rhyme and Treason Radio, brother.
Come on, what?
You're on Rhyme and Treason right now.
What's up?
Yeah.
So, DJ Sheamus.
Yeah, what's up, lad?
How goes it, brother? Faith in Bagora. St. Patty's Day.
It's going good. It's going good. Just sitting around. I actually just got off work early today. Hit up the screwdriver and leaving for Maui in about a month.
Yeah.
That's about it, man. What's up with St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, we're going to be partying for sure. We're drinking right now. Good shit.
Yeah, of course you are, yeah.
That's all we do.
What's up, buddy?
On a Tuesday afternoon. Do what you got to do.
And we do it well.
So where have your travels taken you, Murph?
Since the last time you were on the show.
They've taken me... Well, I'm you'll like this. I'm working in marketing and advertising right now. Fucking hilarious. Considering I don't know what I'm doing and I drink constantly. But,
Speaking of, what
time?
When was the last time you were drunk?
What?
When was the last time you were drunk?
Last time I was drunk?
Like really drunk?
It's kind of been a while. I've been boring. I've been a boring Irishman lately. I've just been working and hanging out with the family. I figure I'll save up my energy for Hawaii, you know?
Well, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Aloha.
I'm Wyatt. I had a bottle of Bushmills the other night. Come on now, dude. Cardinals over here.
That's awesome, dude. Oh, shit.
So.
Yeah, I'm having a screwdriver right now. And what is it like? 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
We're having some kind beers ourselves, my friends. So,
Red Tail Ale, yeah.
Right on. So how's Chico?
Chico's good. Same old, the usual Chico-ness.
Right on, dude. I'll check it out there before I go.
That was a really in-depth and intriguing answer there.
That's
right?
Gonna get at this point.
So, Sheamus.
Yeah.
Can you give us a, this is DJ Sheamus Murphy calling from Danville, California, or wherever the fuck you are.
No, I am not from Danville, California, man.
I'm just saying, wherever you are.
I hate Danville, California. Anybody that's listening to this, if you live in Danville, California, fuck Danville. I hate it. I wish I could burn it to the fucking ground, man.
Yeah.
Jesus, I hate this fucking place. Why do you think I'm drinking at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? I mean, come on. Fuck it. Well, I'm not from Danville. I'm from anywhere.
I thought it was the economy.
Danville, okay.
I'm drinking because of the economy.
Yeah, no, I'm not from Danville. Did you say I'm from Chico, dude? I'd much rather you say I'm from Chico or Oakland or anywhere.
Oakland?
Anyway, well, I'd rather be from Oakland than fucking Danville, man.
Yeah.
This place.
Well,
if I drop a bomb on this place and get away with it, I would in a heartbeat.
All right, man. Well, good talking with you. Enjoy the screwdriver.
You got
funny shit.
You got any requests?
Yeah, thanks for the surprise call.
Yeah,
I'm so glad to be seeing on my ass. And I wasn't jerking off or anything. I had time to pick up the phone, but
God for that.
You must not be on the internet then.
Yeah, travel there, kids, and but just for the record, I'm not from Danville, so.
All right, well...
Let your listeners know that.
Well, DJ Seamus, do you have any requests for us before you go?
Why don't you play... I got a great request. I don't know if you have it off the top of your head. It's called... what is it called? No, the Night that Patty Murphy Died.
All right.
Song. You'll get a kick out of it. So when you get a chance, look that up and play it, dude. Look
at the ball lights. The night that
Patty Murphy died. It's a fucking hoot.
Happy
St. Patrick's Day to all you out there, huh?
Faith in McGuire, lad.
All right, buddy. Cheers.
Cheers to the motherland.
Well, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as a bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put the bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying the jug, Doyle rose up the icebox, lit the sea for Patty's mug. He stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after two, we argued it was nine.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
On George Street outside Sundance Saloon, they all went in at 8:30 and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they left the corpse behind.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, we winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Never forget. Some of the boys got a load of drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Oh, Larry came with a bagpipe, some music for the play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Well, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Coming in on Podbean.com, episode 17, Rhyme and Treason.
Episode 17, the anniversary edition, part 2, Rhyme and Treason Radio, DJ Gower, DJ Matador, in the studio.
Special guest DJ Gabby.
DJ Gabby, what's up? How are we doing tonight? Buenas noches.
Yeah, DJ Gabby throwing it down.
Bringing the...
I'm glad to be here tonight, honestly. I mean, celebrating the one-year anniversary of 17 shows. I've been throughout the whole year of witnessing, you know, the whole holidays and the theme shows throughout the whole year have brought me to another level. I'm actually excited. Every minute, I don't know what's going to be played next. Punk rock, funk, metal, I don't know. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. Random music. We have a shitload of music, and we're rocking it.
Well, you know, as you said, a lot of people like to have requests, so we've been filling requests. We did some Talking Heads. We did some Dave Matthews Band, some Ben Harper, some Black Keys. What about you, DJ Gabby? You got any requests tonight?
You know what? I mean, coming from like a Latin background, I'm always need to hear some salsa, something like a little bit of samba background. I mean, whatever. I like funk.
We had Mexican taco stand music that you gave me on the last show.
Yeah, we did.
Which one are we talking about?
It was La Paranda
in B minor.
Mariachi de los
You know what's
Campos.
Funny is
okay, yeah, that's a good little mix I got earlier in the it's good old school mariachi music, and it's kind of cool that you're into it. But you know, I'm all over to some different salsa music. I don't know, whatever. Play some rock, whatever. We're down for anything.
All right, I'm gonna change the subject. Basically, we had this entire show done, and it got erased.
Yeah,
it's the 1 year curse. Actually, our first episode was such a struggle; it was ridiculous. We were retarded. Had a different recording program that was like $10 or something, and it was just terrible. Yeah, we barely made it through. And anyway, it's just funny that it got erased.
But we're here now, rocking the shit.
We are, of course. Probably a couple hours. It's probably like 2.5 hours lost. We had it completely done.
The last segment of the show, actually.
You guys missed out.
Anyway, it's been a year. Rhyme and Treason Radio. We're gonna fucking rock it. So here we go. Rhyme.
And Treason.
Yeah, nice burp.
You're listening to the best of Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Virginia put out a press release concerning Happy Gilmore being thrown off the tour. I want to see a draft by 6 p.m.
You're right. He was out of line. His behavior is completely unacceptable. But you know, golf has been waiting for a player like this. A colorful, emotional, working class hero.
I will not tolerate behavior like this. Gilmore is gone.
I just got a call from the Dallas Open. Their phones have been ringing off the hook with people who want to see Happy. They just sold out.
Already?
I know, he's a little rough around the edges. But let me work with him.
He's a monkey!
Okay, fine. But he's your responsibility. If he cleans up his act, he can stay. If he doesn't, it's your ass. Any more of this?
Suck it, oh, yeah, you fucking lie, mother.
And he's gone.
You fucking bitch! You fucking play it where it lies. Fuck you!
This is all we need to do is just get the good book and read it and put it to everyday life.
Suspers! Niggas! Whiteys! Jews! Crackers! Don't worry. If there's hell below, we're all gonna go!
Episode 28, God is Broke.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at you, DJ Gower, DJ Matador. Tuesday night in Sacramento, the final show.
That's how we do it.
Of shows in this house. This guy's moving out. God is broke as fuck. The economy's in the shitter.
He needs your donations at the collection plate, everybody. So make sure to donate to Rhyme and Treason Radio at gmail.com.
Spin it.
We're bigger than Jesus.
Yeah. You're going to make a... quite the controversy with that statement. But what did we buy?
We're bigger than the Beatles.
A turntable, USB turntable for $50. That was pretty...
Big Lots.
Yeah.
Bigger than Jesus.
And of course the $10 a month, the Podbean.
There
were some other purchases too.
Well, we've donated our time and our effort. And, you know, our...
Oh, we bought a bunch of songs. We downloaded a bunch of songs legally by purchasing them for a dollar.
Yeah.
You might hear some of it.
The new school record store.
Yeah, we can fucking play a record and record it because we're that big of dorks.
So you're going to hear shit that we recorded off of records like Jerry Falwell. Right?
Yeah, some other religious crap. So what the fuck?
I don't know. DJ Mrs. Gower, what are your thoughts on God?
Wow. That's a vast, vast question.
He's currently cleaning the cat boxes.
Yeah.
Which may as well be the preaching of Catholic beliefs.
Did you see Jesus' face in the litter?
No, I heard he was on some toast, though.
Grilled cheeses.
Yeah.
Grilled cheeses. That's
coming
right.
Up later. Got her mouth. Can't wait for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, in the background, the funk, the master, Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah. DJ Gower, his infamous vault, coming through once again. So, religion.
It will be explained to you through music. And rants.
I'm a cynical son of a bitch. I'll admit it.
Going
to college was the downfall of my belief system.
I can understand that, you know. I mean, I didn't really go to college, but when I moved to Chico, I definitely was exposed to a lot more closed-minded views than I saw when I was growing up in the Bay Area. So it helped me to understand what the conservative side saw as well.
No, you're full of hooey. There was not a lot of closed-mindedness
hooey, in
college town. I disagree. I did not think that Chico was very closed-minded. I think that it was probably a lot more open-minded than a bunch of these rich, only after God because he's going to give them something. Let's make it out to our benefit, Bay Area people that live off their millions of dollars because, hallelujah, the Lord gave it to them.
Jim Jones and the Electric Kool-Aid Clan.
That's awesome.
Jonestown.
It's tax-free, of course.
Of course.
Rhyme and Treason Religion. You can join.
We're starting it right now. Episode 28.
There's going to be a keg.
The Reawakening.
At the pulpit. We're going to get a keg at the pulpit.
Yeah. Every Sunday, there'll be a keg. We'll have flat screens, watching football.
Oh, that's actually the Church of the NFL idea I've had for years.
Yeah.
So, a guest speaker.
But without any direct correlation to the NFL, so we can take all the money.
No, we'll hire people.
I guess.
We'll get some bad, like Ronnie Law comes in and gives like his where he chopped off his pinky to win the playoffs story.
Can
like,
you get like Charles Barkley to come in and just give random rants that don't make sense about anything?
Yeah.
And you're like, why is Charles Barkley even talking right now?
I like this long talking segment. It's fucking sweet. So we've been drinking all day. I have as well.
Time.
We had a humorous Raley's shopping experience. I was drunk.
It's Sacramento. They're classy. What can we say? Buddha, Allah, Krishna, Jesus.
Yeah. All the same thing.
Muhammad, anything.
Hard to
believe.
Whatever
it is that you believe, as long as you believe it, that's on you. But as soon as you start telling other people about what you believe and telling them that they should believe what you believe, that's when you can go fuck yourself. Rhyme.
And reason. If everything I say is true, this ain't no way it ought to be. If only all the masks could see. But they keep talking about the world. They say don't worry. They say don't worry. They say don't worry. Thank you.
And this country owns half our country's wealth, $5 trillion. You got 90% of the American public out there with little or no net worth. I create nothing. I own.
Paperclip. We picked that rabbit out of the hat while everybody's just out there wondering how the hell we did it. Now, you're not naive enough to think we're living in a democracy, are you, buddy? It's free market. Free market. I create nothing. I own.
Wake up!
There's a series of fires. A lot of looting is going on. A disaster area, obviously.
The jury found that they were all not guilty.
Make it rough.
A lot of activity continues here in San Francisco.
Make it rough.
Tried to kill me. When the news get to the hood, the niggas will be hotter than cayenne pepper. Cuss, bust, kicking up dust is a must. I can't trust a cracker in a blue uniform. Stick a nigga like a unicorn. Born wicked, Lawrence, pow, foul. Turn his fucking throat and I smile. Go to Simi Valley and surely somebody knows the address of the jewelry. Pay a little visit. Who is it?
Who is it?
Can I talk to the grand wizard? Then boom, make him eat the barrel. Like leather Tuscadero. Pretty soon we'll catch Sergeant Coon. Shoot him in the face, run up in him with a broom. Stick, prick, devils ain't shit. Introduce his ass to the AK-40 dick. 2 days, niggas laid in a cut. To get some respect, we had to tear this motherfucker up. In a casket, cool cut faggot. Now he ain't nothing but food for the maggots. Lunch, punch, Hawaiian, lying. Niggas ain't buying your story for me. Tearing shit up with fire. Shooters, looters. Now I got a laptop computer. I told you it would happen and you heard it, read it. But all you can call me was anti-Semitic. Regret it, nope, said it, yep. Listen to my big black boots as I step. Niggas had to pick you off something, give push a push. But your National Guard ain't hard. You had to get Rodney to stop me, cause you know what? We would have told this motherfucker up. Make it rough. Hey, Muggs, make it rough. From Betty Crocker, over wet and Baca. Don't fuck with the black on stores, but hit the Foot Locker. Steal, motherfuck, fire Marshal Bill. Oh, what the hell, throw the cocktail. I smell smoke, got the fuck out. Ice Cube, luck out. My nigga had a struck out, didn't get stuck out. In front of that store with the Nikes and Adidas. Oh, Jesus, Western Surplus got the heaters. Meet us, so we can get the nines and the whatnots. Got the Moss Bird with the double eye buckshot. Ready for Daryl, and like Beretta would say, keep your eye on the barrel, a sparrow. Don't the crime if you can't do the time, but I'm rolling. So that's a fucked up slogan. The Hogan's heroes spotted the gorilla by the sizzler, hitting up police killer. The super duper nigga that a buck. We had to tear this motherfucker up. So what the fuck? Make it rough. Yo, Muggs, make it rough.
Episode 33, Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Soundtrack to a revolution.
The occupation of the airwaves has begun right here. We will stand our ground until change takes place.
What you just heard, Ice Cube, tear this motherfucker up.
That's fucking right. Right before that, Wilhelm Scream with like one of the most epic songs that they've ever made.
We built this city on debts and booze.
Apropos indeed. And I don't know if you were actually listening, but about halfway through that song, little sound clip in there from
Gordon Gekko, Wall Street.
Absolutely.
Classic film.
Just before that, we had System of a Down with the Deer Dance.
Yeah.
Talking about the police brutality of all you youngins out there willing to get arrested and go to jail for this movement.
Yeah. So anyway, we are here bringing it to you. This set list is designed to pummel you into submission. So,
those of you in the 1%, that is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the 1% yeah. Dudes.
So, those of you that are fans of Rhyme and Treason Radio that are at an occupation event, why don't you guys go ahead, crank those stereos up, show some unity.
Yeah.
Everyone tune in together in harmony under one vibe, one flag, all causes, all soundtracks, all together. It's Rhyme and Treason. It's punk. It's funk. It's hip-hop. It's groove. It's everything.
But it's united under one common theme.
Absolutely. And we fully are here in support of that cause.
Definitely.
With that being said,
we pay $10 a month to Podbean.
We're part of the media in that sense.
That's our sacrifice.
You know, so, we pay our dues, per se.
Yeah,
we have this show, so technically, I guess we're part of the media. And, you know, I'd say, even though we try and tell you guys how it is, there's still a bit of a slant there, right?
The media tells you lies all day long. It's overwhelming. Internet in your face 24 hours a day. I cannot take it anymore. And it sucks because, you know, you find out little tidbits of the story on each different site you go on, and you hear the news report at 6 p.m. It's completely different.
And then what really irks me is the disinformation cycle that's out there. There's so many people that want to post information, like on their Facebook page or whatever it might be, and, you know, Twitter, whatever, and they haven't even read the article. They just start posting it because they liked the headline or the picture that was associated with it. And it's like, or if they did read it, they didn't quite grasp where it was coming from, because obviously from the comments that are left, it's like you either didn't read it or you don't get it. And then they pass this information along like it's fact. And because what? Because you saw a headline and you copy and
pasted. They gotta sell a newspaper somehow in advertising space.
It's unbelievable.
So the government media complex, fuck them. They can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, this show's pretty much about taking down the system. So for all of you cats that are out there that want to get in line like good little piggies and line up and march on these fat cats, why don't we all step right up?
Nine Inch Nails, here it comes, Rhyme.
And the Occupation of Treason.
Been doing this
since I was a kid. My mom wanted a girl, so she used to dress me in girly clothing. It just became a habit.
Jesus Christ, and you never told me?
Well, this is my way of telling you.
What, by putting it in a fucking script for everyone to see? What kind of sick mind operates like that? And what about this so-called Barbara character that's obviously me? I mean, this is our life. It's so embarrassing.
Of course it is. That's why you should play the part.
Oh, you got nerve, buddy.
It's a darn good role.
That's not the issue. God, how can you act so casual when you're dressed like that?
It makes me feel comfortable.
Rhyme.
And Treason.
Uh, episode 37, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you right now.
We're here in Sacramento, Monday night, Rhyme and Treason Radio, bringing it to you. Dude looks like a lady.
That is the name of this edition, with all transgender tracks, for the most part.
Yeah, it's a humorous topic, but hey, it takes balls to be a tranny, that's for sure.
Absolutely, you know, you got to go out there and face judgment from society.
Definitely.
From other people.
So, yeah, this is your soundtrack right now, trannies out there. So bump it hard.
Not too hard, though. You don't want to give it away.
All right. So, TJ Gower, DJ Matador, we're here. We're tearing it up in SAC. Been drinking some Ruthless Rye. Some IPA. Random Chico Sierra Nevada crap. And some whiskey.
That's right.
That was pretty good shit.
Ruthless Rye and Rye Whiskey. It's a nice combination,
yeah.
I must say.
So we're tearing it up, and tomorrow we're going to NoFX. In South Lake Tahoe, that should be good. But anyway, trannies out there, this is your soundtrack. This one's going out to you. Some humorous tracks. We're really
not just the trannies, though. It goes out to everyone in the LGBT or whatever it is. I'm sorry if I messed that up. I don't even know
what you're talking about.
The lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community.
All right. Right on.
And so it's
I think you pronounced that correctly.
All right. Awesome.
Good job.
Excellent. So we got some songs talking about how sometimes straight people wish they were gay, about how sometimes straight people find out about trannies once it's a little too late. Songs about, you know, maybe just dressing up in mommy's clothes, because fucking, it's Rhyme and Treason. We don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah, we support it all, so here we go.
That's right.
Going out to the trannies.
Put on your panties and rock it.
Here we go, Rhyme.
And dress wearing treason.
Badass. Really badass.
Episode 36 of Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you right now. 90210 Beverly Hills theme song playing,
yeah,
for you as we
That's
speak.
Some quality shit right there.
This is what we do for you people. Shit. We scour the fucking world for every little musical fucking tidbit of greatness, and we deliver it to you in one
gutter mouth
hour of beautifulness.
Gutter mouth is pretty awesome right there.
Do you care? No, you don't fucking care. Neither do we.
Yep. I mean, what can I say? Listen to the other shows a couple times. It's enough for me. Just listen to it once.
Maybe we should be more esoteric and like get really artsy and try and be like clever and hip.
No, we're not hip at all.
I think I have a bad hip.
After last night's...
sleeping on the concrete.
This guy was sleeping on the concrete.
Good times, though.
The return to Chico. That's what happens. Yeah.
You know, it's not like I was going to pull any punches.
Yeah.
Hit the pedal to the metal, goddammit.
Balls to the wall.
Speaking of balls, lick the balls in there from Slick Rick.
Just love that
Hieroglyphics with Off the Record. Talking about telling this girl he was a disease holder and he still hit it. Busted a nut in her eye and made her deal with it.
Yeah, busting a rhyme, DJ Gower.
One of the best lines in hip-hop right there.
Good shit.
So, coming up, some more comedy flavor. We're going to bring you some CB4.
Straight out of Low Cash.
crazy motherfucker.
I love it. TV4, watch it if you've never seen it. It's an amazing film.
Was that Chris Rock?
Chris Rock. He fucking rules in that movie.
Who else is in that movie? Anybody?
Chris Rock.
Yeah,
anyway.
Chris Rock's in that movie.
Got some Super Bowl Patriots propaganda coming up for Sam.
Sam can't be with us today.
No.
Because
guitar,
I got wasted.
Guitarist and, of fight music.
And now he's not here.
Yep. He wanted to be on it. But no.
So we don't give a fuck about that either.
We're going to get Nobby's later.
I do give a fuck about that. Nobby's one of the greatest fucking hamburgers you will ever, ever taste. Squeeze in, doesn't have shit.
Trying
on
to get
that.
Sponsored. Gain 700 pounds.
All sorts of good shit coming your way right here on motherfucking Rhyme.
And we don't give a fuck. Treason.
Bitches.
In the motherfucking house. Yeah, Gusto's in the motherfucking yeah. house with my man Dead Mike. We breaking motherfuckers off 24/7. So check this shit out. Hey, yo, Gusto, what's up? Get that
straight
shit.
Straight out of low cash, a crazy motherfucker named Gusto. I fuck your wife, cause the bitch is a big hoe. I fuck your sister, I fuck your cat. I will fuck your mom, but the bitch is too fat. When I'm in your neighborhood, you better dig a moat, cause I'm coming to slick your motherfucking throat. Blood is dripping, I'm not slipping. Bitches' panties is what I'm ripping. Rolling faster than a motherfucking dirt bike. Never met a piece of pussy that I didn't like. Like to eat it, like to suck it. Take a shit in a bucket.
Straight out of low cash.
Crazy motherfuckers. Where you from, nigga?
So get ready, cause you're going for a long hike off a cliff. I'm driving you over. Now you're dead with your four-leaf clover. Float like a cannonball, sting like a shark. I'm the nigga waiting for you in the dark. Waiting to rob you, waiting to beat you. A bullet in your head is how I treat you. A villain with a hat, and it's like that. I tied your mom to a motherfucking train track. Flat on her back, I gave her some crack. It's 10 o'clock, do you know where your mom's is at? At my house,
doing
wiping her ass, she had to move. Straight out of low cash.
A tribute to DJ Gower.
That's it. Like the government shut down, we're shutting this motherfucker down right now.
Yes, we are. A random Monday visit.
And that's how we do it. We just want to.
I actually had time off, and it was really weird. And going on tour on Friday, that's going to be even weirder.
Yeah. Hopefully we get a call in from DJ Matador on the road.
Yeah, there you go.
Can do a...
we have the technology.
Tour special.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, speaking of things that are not so special, here in Northern California, San Francisco Giants, World Series champions, opening day.
The L.A. beatdown.
Not so cool, people. What the fuck?
L.A. douchebags.
This is not London. We're not fucking soccer hooligans.
Yeah, pretty hardcore.
It's baseball. You bring little kids to a baseball game. You eat a hot dog. You drink a beer. You enjoy it. You stay till the end. And you go home and have a nice day. You don't beat somebody down in the parking lot because you're some douchebag-ass LA person who just so happens to also be a Dodgers fan. Oh, gee, what a coincidence there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Hope the guy's all right.
Yeah, Brian Stowe, mad love out to you, man. Hope you get better.
Earthquakes in Japan, the tsunami.
California is going to break off into the ocean if this shit happens to us.
Yep. Pretty crazy. Nuclear power. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Who thought of that?
Einstein.
It's just so not worth the risk. Am I right?
I don't know. I mean,
it's pretty risky, dude. Once you understand what's actually going on to make the power.
You work at a power plant. I would take your word for it.
So, nuclear power is done. Hope the Japanese people are going to recover from the brutal tsunami.
Speaking of baseball and power plants and all that kind of stuff, the local minor league baseball team here in Sacramento just unveiled a new culinary delight. It is basically the ultimate heart attack on a plate. It is a
Sacramento, yeah.
1/3 pound hamburger, applewood smoked bacon, triple thick, aged cheddar in between not one, but two glazed donuts.
Yes. That's a winner. Only in Sac. It's crazy here.
Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? And you know what's sad? People are going to buy this shit. And you know what?
They're the 400 pounder, Will.
Oh, my first thought was... He's
already easy eating it right now.
My first thought was, it doesn't come with mayonnaise?
What the hell were they thinking? So we're wrapping it up. Episode 22.
Put some secret sauce on it.
All right. DJ Gower, DJ Matador. I made the track on a random Monday.
And that's how we roll.
At 3 p.m.
We're gonna leave you with some something we've never done here before on Rhyme and Treason. A band we've never played before. So check it out. Here it is. Rhyme.
And Treason.
Peace.
Of Rhyme and Treason Radio. New episodes coming soon. Suck my robot dick.
Sex robot.